This is Becoming Clean, a shared daydream file, spoken by Elswith. You can close your eyes now and begin breathing deeply and slowly before you let go completely and go into a deep hypnotic state. Just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen naturally, automatically, so you don't need to think about that now. And you have no conscious control over what happens. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing easily and freely without thinking about it. You will soon enter a deep, peaceful hypnotic trance without any effort. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And that can be just as automatic as dreaming. You are responding well. Without noticing it, you've already altered your rate of breathing. You're breathing much more easily and freely. You can relax and enjoy everything that I say to you. Your subconscious mind can hear, even when I whisper. And you're continuing to drift into a more detached state as you examine your own mind. We love this part, examining your secrets, your feelings, sensations, and behavior you didn't know you had. And even more, isn't it? Those secret desires, those things you want and need to experience. Those perversions that I find so delightful. Examining your thoughts, being aware of who you are, and at the same time letting go completely. Your own mind is solving that problem at your own pace, just as quick as it feels you are ready. You continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable as you sit there with your eyes closed. As you experience that deepening comfort, you don't have to move. You don't have to talk. You don't have to let anything bother you. All you have to do is obey your own inner mind. Can respond automatically to everything I tell you. And you're going to be so surprised at how deep we go as we progress. You're getting much closer now already to this deep hypnotic trance. And you are beginning to realize that you don't care whether or not you're going into a deep trance. It feels natural and right. Being in this peaceful state enables you to open your mind and your body to all kinds of new experiences. Being deep is always very enjoyable, very pleasant, calm, peaceful, completely relaxing experience. It's good for you. All good things. All good things come from Mistress. And it seems natural, doesn't it, that you're here again with me, open, willing, obeying. Good feelings pour into you. You'll always enjoy this sensation of being under my spell, and all the other sensations automatically come from this wonderful experience as you continue experiencing progressive understanding on your part of who you are, of what you are, of where your place is. You are learning a lot about yourself. You're developing your tricks to enter hypnosis faster. You're using those gifts that Mistress has given to you. You are a clever boy. You're doing some of this without knowing it. The others you do with the help of those gifts, of triggers and tokens, always practicing, always obedient to your mistress, your goddess, your empress, because I am the one that owns your mind, and maybe even your heart. We are going to travel deeper in by going down a beautiful staircase. There are 100 steps leading down and around. And although you can't see the bottom of the stairs from here, you know somehow that there's something amazing waiting at the bottom of the stairs just for you. Or perhaps this isn't your first trip to the staircase that takes you to that wonderful hallway full of doors, each one leading to a different pleasure. Notice the staircase, notice the carpet if there is one, and if so, see how it's a perfect shade of your favorite color. The color that always makes you think of me. Or perhaps the stairs are made of marble or wood. If so, that's okay. That's all right. On either side of the staircase is a beautiful firm banister that makes you feel safe and secure and able to take this journey down. The banister is smooth and polished. And you place your hand on it. On each step are the numbers going down from 100, and they go all the way down to 0. And somehow you know that the deeper down you go, the more comfortable and the more relaxed you will become. And you really want to walk down those stairs. And you intuitively know that each step and every step down will take you into a wonderful feeling of obedience and relaxation and comfort and openness. So get ready now to begin walking down those stairs. That is, if you haven't already started. And you are going down. Down and down and down and down, stepping deeper and deeper. Down, down the steps. Each one taking you into this wonderful feeling, calm, comforted. And the deeper you go, the more comfortable and relaxed you become. Each step down, a chance to show your obedience. You might even decide to let the stairs fade away before you reach the bottom. And if you do, that's fine. It just means you're so eager. Good. You are relaxing more and more with each step down, going further and further down into comfort and relaxation and obedience. Continue walking down as I'm quiet for a few moments. At times, you might even feel that you are floating down, Good. Now bring your attention back to my voice and look down at the numbers, noticing how close you are to the bottom already. Continue walking down, down into obedience, down into trance, down closer to pleasure or punishment, we'll see. Deeper and deeper, open and obedient. Good feelings pour over you as you continue down those stairs. And when you reach the bottom of the staircase, just step into a beautiful, luxurious hallway and let the stairs and the ordinary, everyday world just fade away. You're very deeply relaxed now. So very deeply and comfortably relaxed from the top of your head all the way down, deeper down to the tips of the toes. Every nerve, every cell, every fiber of your body, every consciousness is deeply and comfortably relaxed, and you're relieved to finally be here, ever closer to your destination. One of these very special rooms along this hallway. You find yourself in an interesting room. Have you been here before? Have you been here 100 times before? And yet each time the memory is erased, and it doesn't matter because you love where I take you. Whenever I take you, however many, many times I want to take you. And if it is new, that is exciting. Or maybe it is familiar and that is comforting, because you know that you can feel a wide range of feelings and they're okay, they're right. I want you to feel. I want you to experience. I want to experience you. The walls are marble, it should be cold, yet it isn't. If anything, it's almost stuffy, the humid air starting to be unbearable. It makes your clothing feel as if it's clammy and sticking to your skin. It is a relief to begin to undress. Did that thought come from you or from me? And as soon as you find yourself wondering, you find yourself not caring, your shirt removed, and you're rewarded with a refreshing, gentle breeze across your torso. It feels good. It makes you eager to remove your trousers, taking off those pants, because you know, as soon as you do, the unpleasant, sticky feeling from humidity and clothing will be gone, and you'll be comfortable, refreshed, there, all there, your clothes neatly placed now on the bench near the door. I am a tidy boy, you say to yourself. You are standing on a plush rug, an elegant bathrobe hangs on a bronze hook nearby, and the room finds the perfect temperature because you know, and it knows, exactly what temperature you need to be. You see a sunken oval space in the middle of the room, and you walk towards it. There are white marble steps leading down, down, down. 5 steps. Bare feet, step down 1 step, The marble feels right. Down another step. You must go forward. Down the third step. Mind open and obedient. Fourth. Fifth. And the fifth step fills you with peace. Obedience is easy. Obedience brings calm. You are calm, you are open, you are ready. You know this is where your mistress wants you to be. This room, the only door open to you. This recessed oval space has a carved bench, and you know it matches your shape perfectly. It beckons you to recline on it, relaxed. A moment of coolness against your flesh before it warms perfectly. You are centered. Simultaneously, you are experiencing different wonderful sensations that are manifesting in all parts of your body. Where all of the deep breaths that you are breathing help you eliminate any distracting thoughts and are replaced by soothing thoughts of surrender. While in this relaxed position, you can enjoy that surrender completely. You know that you are safe. You know that this is my reality. These are my rules. My reality and my rules keep you safe and sound, where surrender is not only welcome, but oh, so easy to do, because Mistress gives you good things. Mistress adores you. Mistress adores you. You're aware now of a warmth against your back, legs, feet. You're reclined on this bench, arms along your sides, and this warm wetness touches your fingertips as well. This tub that you walked down into is now filling slowly with pleasant, warm water. Crystal clear. A token of relaxation, because your mistress also loves a warm bath for renewal and refreshing. Crystal clear, and an opening along one side lets the water pour in. Bubbling. The perfect noise, splashing yet right. The water now to your waist, covering your legs more, and continue up, and you know that the water will stop when it reaches your shoulders. Always safe, always protected. You allow your head to rest back, and you go deeper into the water. Only your face in the air, the rest of you submerged, the lights dim. You are cocooned in comfort. You are safe, always protected. And you feel fingers now touching that important erogenous zone, your scalp. This super sensitive place, so rarely touched by anyone but you. Now, fingers working their way, stimulating blood flow and releasing tension, massaging and scrubbing at your scalp, getting you clean. Your pleasure centers light up like a switchboard as you feel your hair being washed. The incredible scent of beachy coconut, sweet, fresh, not overpowering, fills your nose and your mind. This is the scent of perfume that I have chosen for you today. The whiteness of the room brings to mind the whiteness of coconut. A pleasant little vacation scent for us. Hands leave your scalp and now run over your shoulders, cleaning yet finding any little knots of tension, deftly kneading them away with circular motions, firm but gentle, loosening every last bit of you. As the cloth scrubs your skin, the fingers relax. Your mind goes more empty, ready to be filled as your body is cleaned, your mind is also cleaned. And now fingers go over your chest, only this thin cloth between us, your eyes closed. You could open them, but part of you fears this is a dream and how terrible it would be to wake early. It feels so good to be bathed and pampered by your mistress, who prepares you and pampers you. Prepares you and pampers you. Lower again, all business as we get around your manly business, isn't that so? You know that you don't want me to linger here, not right now. This is about the pleasure of being bathed and made clean again. Jerking off is easy. Being masturbated is easy, and this is different, unique. We are steadily moving down. This gift is the best kind, and you want to continue to feel as your thighs are washed. And we move down, down your legs towards the calves and your feet, from head to toe, clean, relaxed, sleepy and yet refreshed, open and obedient. So very thankful for this new experience, or one that you've had a dozen times over. Or one that you keep forgetting because mistress chooses what you remember. This state you find yourself in. You will remember this feeling of being clean, open and ready, mind and body clean, whenever I snap my fingers 3 times and say, ready. Ready. Ready is your anchor word for knowing that your mind and your body have been cleaned and prepared for whatever mistress desires next. Snapping my fingers 3 times and saying ready brings you right back to this spot, this blank slate feeling that you're in right now. Ready brings you to this place of smelling wonderful, skin glowing, and self eager to be taken wherever mistress desires next, because you are ready and you are allowed to relax here, to allow the water to drain and for you to dry in perfect comfort before choosing the next door. There is one door cracked open for you that leads from this room. One door, and when you are dry and ready, you go that way and push it open. Open, ready, and obedient. Now, my love, my very clean pet, which way shall we go next? Do we continue on to lock you up, dress you up, or maybe to give you the release that you desire? or maybe an entirely different door of something you've yet to imagine. It's time to go. Push open the door.